Hi, Polisar, how you doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question, what's going on in the world today? And if you're out there hearing our voice, then connect to us, people. Find us all over the place. Get them local lo-fi updates for you. Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, we in all over. And a heads up, peeps, we have a different show format this season for Monday episodes. Every Monday, we're running three segments, Lo-Fi Global News, The Fab Five, and Lo-Fi Global Trivia to round out the show. So every Monday, we come with five international news stories, a top five country list, and five global trivia questions. So now you know. And now let's dig into that Lo-Fi Global for you. Starting out, first up, let's head on out to Central Africa, to the country of the Democratic Republic of Congo, a.k.a. the DRC. And presidential elections were just had, and the incumbent, President Felix Tshisekedi, is declared the winner. He won 73% of the total vote, which is really high. It's a solid win. However, voter turnout rate was not that good. Only 43% of voters turned out for the presidential election. So that means he actually only won 73% of 43% of eligible voters. So math time, my friends. What percentage of eligible voters did the president actually win? How many people actually supported the president? The answer? Just over 31%. That's right. Because voter turnout was so low, the president of the country was reelected by winning only 31% of eligible voters. Elections, people, they're important. Go vote. Now let's head northeast of the DRC and go on over to Ethiopia and Somalia. And you see, while Somalia is an eastern coastline African country, Ethiopia is actually landlocked. Thus, they wanted some access to the sea, so they made a deal with a region of Somalia known as Somaliland, which they seceded from Somalia, and it started its own country years ago. And of course, Somalia says shenanigans. Most of the world does not recognize Somaliland as an independent country. But they are still pretty independent. Well, Somaliland and Ethiopia, they just made a deal. Ethiopia said, we will recognize Somaliland as an independent country in the future if they get military access to the sea through Somaliland. And Somalia, oh, they are mad. They are livid. They don't want anyone to acknowledge Somaliland as an independent country. Because to Somalia, that's still part of the country. Eyes open on this, people. Let's see how Somalia reacts to this further, moving on in the week. Now, let's head over more east, over the Arabian Sea, over southern India, on to the coast of the Bay of Bengal, and between India and Myanmar, to Bangladesh we go, where elections just took place to decide what political party will rule the country and who will likely be the next prime minister. And survey says, while the votes are still being counted, but it looks like the incumbent prime minister, Sheikh Hasina, and her political party are likely to stay in power, which they've been in power since 2009, meaning 15 years and counting with the same prime minister. But once again, we're seeing voter turnout rate at around 40%. Really, really low. And what's more, the main opposition party, they boycotted this election. Hence, low voter turnout rate. And there's been almost 20 fire attacks on different government polling stations and installations leading up to the election. This one's big, people. Bangladesh has seen major protest movements these last few months. Keep attention to the results of the election being announced this week and what the opposition has to say. Now let's jet out even further east, out of Asia, across the Pacific Ocean, and a little south. To South America we go, in the country of Bolivia, where authorities have announced the largest cocaine bust in the country's history, at over 9 tons of cocaine, and valued locally at around $224 million. Okay. I bring this up for one reason and one reason alone. This story, outside of that headline, has almost nothing to it. I mean, it's an empty article after the headline. You click on the headline and then there's almost nothing there. It's just a flashy headline to put something out there in the news. And I'm not saying illegal drug busts aren't news. Sure they are. But news is more than just a headline. Because this story here does nothing but reinforce negative stereotypes about South America and drugs. Because there is no article attached to the headline. It's just a headline to look flashy, to grab our attention, and to get our clicks. Simple as that. You know, Bolivia has a lot of amazing things going for itself. Perhaps we should be talking about those things. Now let's round out our lo-fi global news by traveling a bit north, past the Caribbean, past La Louisiana, and to the United States and the state of Ohio we go, where TikTok, Meta, and X are suing Ohio over a new law. And this particular law? Well, it's about to go into effect. That anyone under the age of 16 has to get parents' permission to sign up for social media and gaming apps. And it makes those apps also provide parents with the privacy guidelines of those apps so that parents can understand what their children are downloading. So if this law goes forward, and if TikTok, Meta, and X are not successful at getting it overturned, anyone under 16 in Ohio will have to get parents' permission for a lot of the internet. Interesting, is it not? I'm interested to see how this goes, people. Eyes open. All right. Check it. Let's switch gears to a bit of Tuesday's Top 10, but rebranded as Monday's Fabulous Five. And our Fabulous Five for today are the five countries with the largest populations. And our data come from the World Bank 2022. And let's do a little bit of a guessing game here. All right. So number one, who do you think has the largest population in the world? And how big is it? All right, what country and how big is that country? In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Survey says India at 1.417 billion people. And they just recently took that number one spot. Now, who's number two and how big are they? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Second largest country in the world is China, right behind India at 1.412 billion people. Now, the next country on the list has more than a billion people less than India and China. So who's number three? And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The United States, with about 333 million people. Now to number four. Who's the fourth largest country by population out there? And how big is that population? And a hint, they have a lot of islands. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number four is Indonesia at 275 million people. And finally, the fifth largest country in the world by population. And a hint for you, cricket is a great sport in the country. Much love. And their former prime minister was a huge cricket star who currently is in jail for corruption charges. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fifth largest country in the world by population is Pakistan, with 235 million people. And that's our Fab Five of the day, the five most populous countries in the world: India, China, the U.S., Indonesia, and Pakistan. Check us out next week where we talk about the five smallest countries in the world by population. And now let's go ahead and get to closing out today's show with that lo-fi global trivia. You ready, peeps? You ready? Here we go. Number one, Indonesia, a country with over 275 million people, is an island country. Or rather, a country made up of islands. A lot of them. How many islands does Indonesia have? That's our question for the day, people. How many islands does Indonesia have? Question number two. What country has the most islands? And how many islands does that country have? So that's a little bit of a hint for you. Indonesia is not the country with the most islands. I'll give you that little bit of help. But what country has the most islands? And how many islands does the country have? All right, trivia number three for you. What is the newest country in the world, and when did it gain its independence? You hear me? We're looking for that newest country in the world, and when it gained its independence. All right, trivia question number four. About how many countries are there in the world? About how many countries are there in the world? And our last Lo-Fi Global Trivia question of the day, number five. When was the United Nations created? When was the United Nations created? Love you, Lo-Fi. And this is just a snap of what's going on in the world today.
I bring it down, man,
like. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.